You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hi everyone. I am one of the rabbis at Emmanuel Synagogue in Sydney. I'm also a doctor of philosophy trained in Kabbalah, and I have an organization called Neshama Life that organizes Jewish spiritual events.
That's fantastic. I wanted to ask you about Rosh Hashanah, but before we go to talk about Rosh Hashanah, I would like to ask you about the other organization that you are heading, Neshama Life, the Kabbalist organization. Tell us something about it.
I organize events and teachings online and at different places, interstate and in Sydney, and do a lot in different places. And it's got a lot of teachings on Jewish meditation, also on the history of Kabbalah and text study. And we take people every second year on a Kabbalah tour of Israel, which this year is going to happen in October, end of October.
So it's quite soon. So yeah. If people want to, do they have to go to lessons before they join your Kabbalah tour to Israel?
Oh, no, they're just welcome. It's for all levels, beginners and advanced.
So what do you do with your Kabbalah tour in Israel?
We go all around Israel. We learn, we meet some of the most interesting Jewish spiritual teachers. So, for example, one of them is Yossi Chayes, who teaches at Haifa University, and he's an expert manuscript art in the Kabbalah. So there's all these beautiful depictions of the tree of life, but not just as a tree, but describing all the different levels of heavenly realms and states of consciousness, how they're depicted in a sort of geometrical forms. And then we meet with Kabbalah artists in Tzfat, and we have a teacher, a Diane Bloomfield, who teaches Torah yoga, where she integrates teachings from Hasidism into a physical yoga class. So we have lots of interesting presenters, and then we also go to sacred sites. So we go to some of the usuals like Masada and the Kotel in Jerusalem. But we're also going to be there for the Festival of Simchat Torah, get to experience Simchat Torah in Jerusalem, which will be amazing. We have beautiful meditation experiences in the sacred sites. So we'll be maybe chanting some of the prayers in our first century synagogue with the mosaics of different astrological symbols or things like that, like really beautiful places and very evocative of spiritual experiences.
So if people want to join the Kabbalah tour to Israel, what should they do?
Best would be to email me, I guess, or look on Facebook. It's really good to look on at Neshama Life, N-E-S-H-A-M-A Life, and it'll be there, and you can just message me.
We're talking to Rabbi Orna Trigobov, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi Trigobov, can you please tell us about Rosh Hashanah, maybe from a Kabbalistic point of view? Because we all know about the apple and honey, and it's 2 days, and about the Kiyat Shofar. But how does the Kabbalah view the Jewish New Year from a spiritual point?
Well, as you can imagine, throughout the history of Judaism, there have been Jewish mystics. So they've all taught about the mystical side of our traditions in different ways. One of the things that are taught is the idea of tshuva, which is repentance. One of the ways they see it is that during this time of year, that we are actually, they see this idea of that there's a divine spiritual energy of God, that's a feminine mother kind of aspect of the divine, and they envision this idea that during the month prior to Rosh Hashanah, the month of Elul, and also the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. They see it as a time where our soul, if we're taking it seriously and really looking at ourselves and how we could improve, that our soul ascends into this divine womb of the spiritual mother of the world kind of thing, and that our soul is kind of like being purified and cleansed. And it's also described as a universal ocean, a divine ocean that our soul ascends to. And then on Yom Kippur, we're actually reborn. The idea is that we're actually reborn into this world in a whole new state of being.
In Yom Kippur itself?
Yeah, like as in, right, you know, when you hear the shofar, the last shofar, when the ne'ilah finishes and the tekiyah gedolah happens, it's like our soul comes back into this world in a whole new state. That's one of the beautiful teachings. Another one is that there's this, during this period, there's a tshuva, like the idea of repentance, is envisioned as a thin thread of golden compassion that's woven around the world. So, of course, we can think of tshuva as being a time where we think of all the things we regret and that we want to make amends for, and that's important. But the idea is also to think about all the things that we've done right and that we are really happy about and that we want to strengthen and continue with in the year ahead. So one of the other names for repentance is cheshbon hanefesh, which is soul accounting. And just like in accounting, there's a column for the debits and a column for the credits. Similarly, when we're doing our own soul accounting or tshuva, we're really also looking for what are the positives that have happened over the last year and how can we build on them in the year ahead.
Dr. Rabbi Orna Trigabov, Shana Tova and Gmar Chatima Tova.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.